Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You look at me and go, you take me to another place. 5 o'clock hour on Hochman and Crowder, presented by our friends at the Funky Buddha Brewery. Funky Buddha Happy Hour. I cannot begin to tell you how much I enjoyed the segment with Doug Plagans there at the end when it detoured into pasta, because the text, I'm telling you, I mean, I came out of the box today calling it Nervous Thursday, talking about the Dolphins and Tua and the draft, talking about the Heat and a 1-4 road trip, Panthers with a big one tonight. Nothing has lit up this text machine like pastas.
We getting cussed out about pasta.
Cussed out about pastas. Definitions on gnocchi. We've whiffed on mac and cheese. If mac and cheese is a pasta, then we've whiffed on it. But I don't know. Ooh. That's more of a style of pasta. But if we're going to have baked ziti in there, yeah. The ziti is the pasta. To make it baked ziti, of course it goes on there, but it's really just the ziti you're talking about.
So does elbow noodle make it?
Right, like that would be more applicable to the conversation. Yeah. Like a macaroni noodle, but it would not be mac and cheese. It would be the elbow noodle.
And like baked ziti, the cheese and the sauce make it.
That's what makes it, but we're talking about the noodle specifically.
And to be honest, this might upset people. Baked ziti, the most overrated.
I'm not even saying that to upset people.
I'm being serious here. When's the last time you had a good baked ziti?
Every time I've had baked ziti.
I had it last week.
I've never had a bad baked ziti when it comes in one of those, someone's cooked it up in one of those big square metal tins.
Yeah.
Oh my God. They got the red sauce. It's got the melted cheese. Come on. Bring a Funky Buddha in here right now and a thing of baked ziti.
Give me a baked ziti and a hop gun.
You know how hungry I am right now, by the way.
If my wife's listening, Valentine's tomorrow, baked ziti and hop gun.
If you're going to the Panthers game tonight, by the way, Funky Buddha Brewery, the tap room right across from Pantherland. You can get yourself a gloves off, a coquito, a whole bunch of different stuff. Let's get headlines real quick here, because I did want to get into Nervous Thursday again, but let's get headlines here from Alejandro Solana, who is wearing all yellow today.
It's my Dijonais sweater.
It is. Dijonais. It's not a sweater. It's a sweatshirt. Sweater connotes a little bit of class and money. That's a sweatshirt.
It's a pullover.
It's a sweatshirt. It's not a sweater.
Mm-hmm. Pullover.
All right.
The Panthers, they host the Flyers today, 7 p.m. from the BB&T Center.
Yeah, let's go. So you'll hear that tonight on 560 The Joe. And what do you get on 790 The Ticket tonight?
Tonight you will get, I believe Alex Dono will be in tonight, but Dan Day can probably confirm that for me.
But why? He's over at 560 The Joe.
Because he has the schedule and I never check it.
Okay. All right, what else do you have in the headlines?
The 2020 Tokyo Summer Olympic Games are still on despite coronavirus fears.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. In 5 months.
And I don't understand your fascination with telling us about sporting events.
The Olympic Committee met, and this was decided upon yesterday. So it's news.
But they didn't decide anything. It's just still on. You know what I mean? Like, they'll meet again as it heads towards the Olympics. Like,
with growing concerns, though, I'm sure this is a topic on several people's heads. The Olympic Games, summer specifically, it's world-renowned. Like, people are afraid.
I'm staring at him. He and I are staring at each other. And sometimes you try to, you know, you want to say something profound. And the moment he started with that, he knew that he had nothing to go and ended up with the summer games. It's worldwide and profound.
found.
All right, go ahead, Dejanays.
Jameis Winston got LASIK eye surgery.
Yeah, that'll cut down on interceptions. I'm not even joking. It should, right?
Yeah. If he couldn't see before.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. If he was just wearing contacts and he's just terrible. It's on. ESPN has it on a second ago. It's a big story.
Yeah.
I'm sure he wasn't just throwing the ball to blurs.
It'd be funny if he was.
He's just nothing. No
now
context,
that he got
no
the LASIK,
nothing.
He's looking at the game film. And he's like, oh, my God. That one guy wasn't on my team. Are you kidding me?
He doesn't know his receivers.
Are you kidding me?
Nice to meet you. How you doing, O.J. Howard? You good, man? Yeah, man.
Anything else, Solana?
Yeah, guys. There are some NBA games tonight, the last two games before the All-Star break and All-Star weekend officially begin. The Clippers are at the Celtics. Thunder are at the Pelicans. Both games start at 8 p.m.
All right. I'll probably watch those because I don't know what else I would watch. I'll be watching the Panthers tonight. What am I talking about? All right. You got anything else?
Yeah, guys, finally, the Cincinnati Inquirer reported that the Ohio Medical Board Committee rejected a petition requesting that weed be medically legal for Browns and Bengals fans.
Now, that's funny. That is a funny story to come in front of a medical board. That is great. All right, you got weather?
Yeah, let's get to weather now. It's brought to you by Hialeah Park. Let's skip the silly stuff and get to our...
Right. We don't need the silly stuff. We get right to the radar, and this is what's important.
90% chance it will not rain today. 71% humidity in the area. 0 inches of precipitation. 31 on the air quality index. For the best poker tournaments in SoFla, visit Hialeah Park Poker Room. Visit HialeahPark.com for our poker tournament schedule. Plus, join us for $75,000 guaranteed. March 7th through 13th. Why play anywhere else? Visit HialeahPark.com for more details.
All right. There you go. That is a very succinct and important and profound weather report there. You're talking about the slam dunk and the three-point competition because you got the NBA All-Star break officially after tonight with the two games. Yesterday, we had Jen Figueroa in here, Jay Fig. She comes in once a week, gives us some picks. We call it Fade Fig because she's not good at picking games. And so if you took her advice yesterday, we gave her two games yesterday, and then we gave her the three-point competition, the slam dunk competition. She went 0-2 last night, and that's what she does. Yep. She gives you gambling picks. If you follow them, that's at your own risk because the segment is titled Fade Fig. You should be fading her picks because she's terrible at it. She had the Heat plus 4.5 last night. That was a loser. She had Boston College plus 3.5 against the Hurricanes. Hurricanes beat them by about 30. So she's 0-2. Now for the three-point contest, she's got Trae Young winning. He's one of the favorites. Is Damian Lillard participating in the three-point contest?
He is not. He's been replaced by Devin Booker.
Okay. In the three-point contest?
Both. The All-Star game and the three-point contest.
Because I do like Trae Young. I love that dude. But Duncan Robinson, who's not a huge long shot, but like plus 400, you could see, that means you'd bet 100 to win 400.
Yeah.
You could see Duncan Robinson winning the three-point contest. In fact, I will tell you, you could see both Miami Heat players, because this has been a special season. Even though I started the show today, nervous Thursday, and I am a little bit nervous about a regression here from the Miami Heat. Went 1-4 on the road trip. But you could see, I don't think it's that out of the realm of possibility, Duncan Robinson winning the three-point contest and Derrick Jones Jr. winning the dunk contest. Like that, I could see Derrick Jones Jr. wowing the crowd.
I just watched, they were replaying the Zach LaVine, Aaron Gordon dunk contest from a couple years ago, and that was impressive. I don't know if I have recency bias from seeing that, but I don't know if Airplane Mode can get up there with Aaron Gordon.
He's a good dunker, man. Aaron Gordon's the favorite. Aaron Gordon's the favorite.
He can get high, but does he have the style and
right,
the
right, I
air?
Got you.
We've never
I got
seen
you.
Him do that.
Because in a game, we love it in a game, he is above the backboard,
yeah,
and he comes down, throws it down. But you've got to have personality. Got to have personality.
Creativity.
Does he have a decent personality, Solana, Derrick Jones Jr.?
Yeah, I wouldn't say he's the best personality on the team, but he does have a good one. And the Heat have been posting pregame in the warm-ups on the West Coast road trip. He's been, you know, giving the warm-ups a little flair in the layup line, doing some of these dunks. Bro, I'm telling you, man. Like, he's a serious threat to win it.
He's the second favorite. Like, I mean, because Dwight Howard and Pat Connaughton, I don't think are going to be. Anytime the big men try to do it, usually
it doesn't look cool.
But you're right. It falls more flat because of their size.
That's why Dwight Howard had to get a 12-foot rim. The year he won, he had to take a 12-foot to just look more impressive.
For a big, tall guy to dunk is not generally as impressive looking, which is why Spud Webb won 1 year, right? Because it's interesting, right? When a small guy gets up that high.
I'll tell you one of the – I'll never forget this memory of basketball, and it's not a game. It was – what's the big Z? What was his name?
Zydrunas Ilgauskas.
When I went to a Heat game early one time, and he was warming up. And they were standing around the rim. Nobody was shooting. And he was just holding his hand on the rim, standing flat-footed, talking to somebody. He didn't have to jump to touch the rim.
That's crazy.
And that's when I was looking. I was like, I'm not impressed by him dunking if he can stand there and touch the rim. Them big guys have nowhere to go.
What's the skills challenge that Bam is in? What is it? It's like a pass.
To bounce the ball through the hoop and run the little cones.
Dwayne Wade won it, I think, as a rookie. But I think they've made changes to it. I'm not entirely sure if it's the same as just – it used to be a free throw, a layup, a pass, a bounce pass, dribbling, and then a three-pointer to end it. But I think now they've made changes to it.
Let me see here if I can figure out what it is. I don't know.
We have some past three-point winners. Capono.
Yeah, Jason Capono.
Daquan Cook won it.
He did? I don't remember that.
Bro, it was some names on the Heat that they were winning. You were like, what?
I like the participants in the skills challenge. Bam Adebayo. Patrick Beverly. I could see him getting angry because he can't get the pass through the hole or something, and then all hell breaks loose.
Taking the ball and diving through the net.
Your guy Spencer Dinwiddie is in it.
Oh, y'all be sleeping on Dinwiddie.
Who else? Pascal Siakam is in it. Jason Tatum is in it. That is Saturday at 9 p.m. So how does it – when's what? I don't even know what when's what.
When's what?
Like, when's the dunk competition? When's the three-point competition? Like the actual time.
That's Saturday.
That's All-Star Saturday night, right? Yeah. That's all of them?
I think it starts with the skills competition at 7, followed by, or maybe 8, followed by the three-point shooting contest, followed by the dunk contest.
Yeah, because I love that. That, to me, is a fun night of TV. I will be at home watching that. That's what I was wondering, because I might go to the Hurricanes basketball game. What time is that basketball game Saturday afternoon?
2 p.m.
2 p.m. Yeah, so then I'd be home by that. All right, so that starts, let's see, All-Star Saturday night is Saturday at 9 p.m. That'll be fun. I'll be looking forward to that. All right, we're going to do 15 minutes of Heat with Will Manso next. Speaking of the Heat and the dunk contest and the three-point contest and the skills challenge, again, Heat lost last night. Will Manso can maybe soothe us a little bit in case you're feeling nervous like I am. Before we get to 15 minutes of Heat, what have I been saying for a while now?
I'm cute.
I know it's not hurricane season right now, but this is the time to take care of getting impact windows and doors for your home.
That's right.
Take care of it now. That way, when hurricane season rolls around, you can relax knowing that you took care of everything at the beginning of the year. I suggest BNT Impact Windows and Doors. We use them at my house. It's a great feeling when you've got PGT custom windows and doors protecting your house. And this is the time of year you start to think maybe about getting a tax refund. If you know you're going to get one, can't think of a better way to use it than getting Impact Windows and Doors. The great thing about PGT Impact Windows and Doors, not only will your house look better than it has in years, your homeowner's insurance premium can go down. Mine did. BNT Impact Windows and Doors is the way to go. They will come out to your house. They'll show you exactly which PGT custom windows and doors will serve you well. And boom, you will be on your way. So call BNT Impact Windows and Doors, 954-233-0126. That's 954-233-0126. Or you could check them out online at bntimpactwindows.com. 15 minutes of Heat coming up next during our Funky Buddha Happy Hour right here on Hockman and Crowder. Time for 15 minutes of Heat. Do a little 15 minutes of Heat. We do it every day around this time. I am smooth, man.
Oh, smooth as eggs.
I am like Jason Jackson on Fox Sports Sun.
Yeah, boy.
We're going to go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline, shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Will Manso is the sports director at Local 10, and he's the Miami Heat's pregame and postgame host on Fox Sports Sun. And to be quite honest, you see him in the middle of the game as well in the Rooms to Go Lounge.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's just lounging. He's lamping, as they used to say.
Who said that?
They used to say it back in the day.
Lamping.
You don't remember lamping?
What does that mean?
Really?
No.
Get out of here.
Lamping.
Lamping.
I know what glamping is.
No,
like
lamping
glamorous camping?
With an N apostrophe. Lamping.
No.
Stone Cold lamping?
That was a thing?
You never were lamping?
It might have been with a Boca crowd.
No. That's like the Cool Modi crowd.
Lamping. What does it mean?
Like lounging, relaxing, lamping.
You made that up.
I swear.
Bro, I know slang.
Lamping.
Raised on slang.
There you go. Lamping. To chill and relax. Said she's just lamping and chill. Kanye had it in a lyric. Look at that. You don't remember lamping?
No. That was old people. I could have been old people.
That is 80s.
Nah, bro, I was born in 83.
I'm just telling you.
You always hit me with this 80s
just
thing.
Just telling you,
I was
lamping.
A baby. I was pooping on myself when
I
lamping
Will
was
Manso
cool.
Was lamping at UM for a while, walking around that campus, lamping. 15 minutes of heat brought to you today by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Heat lost to Utah last night. Went 1-4 on the road trip. And now they're officially off for All-Star Weekend. Here is the lampin' Will Manso. What's up, Will?
I remember the term. I just don't think I ever used it. But I do feel like lamping is the proper term when I'm on that white couch on set.
Totally lamping.
Yeah.
He is lamping on that set. Yeah, that term was used like back in the day on Yo MTV Raps in like 1991. Like you guys,
very small window of time. It
yes.
was absolutely popular.
Yes, but lamping was like that was like to be lamping, man.
Nah, it can't be that cool. It was a small window.
Lamping.
Cool
very
stuff doesn't.
Very small window.
Are you
in the last 2 days, 3 days?
Are you nervous by the 1-4 road trip? I called this at the beginning of the show Nervous Thursday because there were the Matt Stafford reports that you know, Detroit might try to trade him and then they would grab Tua at number 3. The Panthers are making me a little nervous. And the Heat go 1-4 on this road trip. Are you nervous?
I'm not. I'm not because I can't. When they were off to the ridiculous start, right, and like on a 62-win pace or whatever, I wasn't sitting here going, this is a 60-win team. This team is going to coast to the finals. Like, you had to understand that they were playing well, winning some close games, beating some bad teams. And you know, it was going to, at some point, you're going to have a struggle. And the fact that that first struggle came 50-plus games of the season with a 1-4 trip, a tough trip, by the way, with the injuries, the opponents they had to face, and the fact that they had made the trade and guys just getting comfortable. I actually thought this was going to be a 2-3 trip, you know, before the trip. I really did. The fact it's 1-4, they're 35-19. This is still a good team, one of the top 8 teams in the league, and I don't think there's any reason to panic or worry.
And Will, I actually saw you tweet something about this. Before this road trip, the Heat were one of the best in the league at defending the 3. In these 5 games, the Clippers are 44% behind the line. The Kings, 43. Golden State, their only win, they were 32. The Trailblazers, 45. And the Jazz last night, 39% from behind the line. What went wrong and how do they fix it?
Well, I think it's 2 things. Number one is they were number 1 in the league at opponents' lowest 3-point percentage, you know, going into this trip. So I was getting a lot of people saying to me, oh, they've sucked all year at this. I'm like, no, they haven't. They've actually been really good. Now, part of it is this is their style of play. They want teams. Look, the Heat aren't a big team. They don't want teams pounding them and bruising them inside. The way the league works now is, you know, you want to try to keep teams away from getting easy baskets, right, which I think the Heat really concentrate on, which means teams are going to get looks from the outside. And if a team gets hot and hits those shots, that's an issue. What the Heat have been able to do well all season long, it's been a combination of effort and energy to get out to shooters and rotate well and really have that energy and movement to get to shooters. And number two is sometimes teams just get hot, you know, and you've got to sit there and go, hey, the team is making shots. Some are contested, some are wide open, but I don't think, again, there's reason to panic, but I do think you have to look at this window of five games and say, is there anything we could do better from an energy standpoint, rotation standpoint, communication standpoint, to make sure we close out on shooters? Because you can't have teams shooting 42, 45% from three. You're just, in this day and age of the league where teams are shooting 30, 40 threes a game routinely, you're going to lose games, a lot of games that way.
But, Will, doesn't have a lot to do with that zone? Because every time they get in the zone, every commentator says, this is very advantageous for shooters.
Yeah, I mean, look, there's two ways to beat the zone, right? You get in that middle area of the zone near the free throw line, and that inside, if you can find a spot there that's soft in the zone, hit a shot. Or if you can move the ball around and find an open shooter. We saw it work well against the Sixers, who don't particularly shoot well or haven't this year from the outside. But when you get with these teams that get hot, yeah, I think the zone can cause a problem. But I also think the Heat, you know, I get asked a lot about the zone, and I know I ask Ruth about it in turn on the shows. The reality is that the Heat have been going to zone to kind of protect things, because right now the roster has been a little in flux with injuries and with, you know, again, new guys coming in. I don't think you're going to see a lot of zone. And if the last three games are an indication, you didn't see a lot of zone. You saw spurts where Spo went to it, but I don't think it's going to be a big part of their arsenal. I think it's just going to be something like Spo has used in the past, where you'll use it for a stretch, maybe confuse the team, and then go back to man-to-man and trust your defenders. And quite frankly, I mean, the Heat now do have guys they can really trust defensively, with Iguodala and Crowder. I mean, this is 21 years in this town. It's the best Crowder I've ever seen in sports in this town.
Will.
We've been saying that.
5 days? He already jumped me?
Has he usurped Channing Crowder as the most athletic Crowder in Miami history?
Hey, don't say athletic.
Are you kidding? Come on. How many times have I watched that clip of Channing run and fall into the water? That's a true athlete.
Man, Will, I thought we were tight.
Look,
Will,
no. He's not the greatest Crowder, but he's certainly the most active Crowder we have right now as far as our sport, but not the best one. We've had some good ones.
Will Manso lamping with us on the show right now. 15 minutes of Heat. Who's going to mean more to the Heat at the end of the season, Jay Crowder or Andre Iguodala?
I still think Iguodala. I think, and yesterday, if there's anything good to take out of yesterday, is that, you know, he hit three threes. He looked a little more comfortable with his shooting. I think defensively, you already see what he does. I mean, him and Jimmy are going to be a nuisance in big moments in the playoffs. And games tend to tighten up, rotations tighten up, moments tighten up in the playoffs. And you're talking about a guy that there isn't any moment he's missed out on, he's never seen. I mean, he's been in every kind of game and situation. I think he's going to be very impactful for this team in the playoffs. I still think this team, you have a 28-game stretch now where this team is going to figure out the rotation, right? How are you going to use Iguodala? How are you going to use Crowder? What are you going to do with Tyler Myers when they come back as far as the rotation? Are you going to use Kendrick Gillis? He's been struggling. Is that an area where Spo goes to? So those are the things you figure out in these 28 games to try to peek into the postseason. To me, guys, the most important thing, get a top-four seed. Make sure you have a first-round home court advantage. Anything less than that will be disappointing for a team that played so well to start the season.
And, Will, doesn't Jay Crowder, he is playing top 5 minutes in every game he plays in. Why don't they just start him?
Well, I think the answer is easy with Spo. And first of all, I mean, his first two games, last two games before last night, he played all 12 minutes in each fourth quarter, which is something Spo really doesn't often do, you know, but it shows you the confidence he has in the guy who's new to the team. But Spo has always been a don't look at the starters, look at the finishers, and look at the minutes. And I think the fact that Crowder has finished two of the last three games complete fourth quarters, and yesterday, before it got a little out of hand, was playing most of the fourth quarter, I think it tells you that he's going to be a big part of that closing lineup. And in the playoffs, you know, starters are important, but finishers are what matters, because you know just about every playoff game is going to be a three-point game with 5 minutes left, and somebody's got to finish the game, and he's the kind of guy I think they feel comfortable in there to finish.
Will Manso, Local 10 and Fox Sports Sun. You think All-Star Weekend is going to be a coming-out party for Derrick Jones Jr.?
I hope for Derrick and Duncan. I mean, Duncan is insane. I mean, it's gotten to the point where you get shocked when he misses, you know. And Derrick, right now, it's only, what, a four-man group for the slam dunk contest?
Well, that's why I think you have more of a chance of making it a coming-out party, because he can do stuff dunking that, you know, everybody shoots threes and it's fun when somebody goes on a run. Derrick Jones is not on the national radar for NBA fans, and they may see something special. Or do you think they might see something special this weekend?
Oh, I think so. He told Jax the other day in one of the interviews pregame, he's like, I've already got it all mapped out, you know, and he's been working a little things with his teammates in pregame. And I think Derek is, you know, he loves dunking. Obviously, he's very creative about it, but he has an extra hop that I just don't think people realize. Like, I'll watch him pregame sometimes at home games, and he always closes with a dunk, and it really looks like he's jumping on a trampoline. I don't know if I've ever seen anything like it with such ease and such force and violence to dunk. So I think he's going to put on a show. He's going to absolutely put on a show in that contest.
And, Will, speaking of All-Star Weekend, is there any phase, the skills challenge, three-point, dunk contest, the game, is there any phase of All-Star Weekend that you believe can be improved?
That's a good question. I mean, I know they're trying to tinker with the game itself. You know, I think the game itself sometimes it's just a hard balance because you want it to be competitive, but you know guys aren't going to go all out. Like, you know, you're middle of the season. Yeah, even it's a stretch run. So how do you improve the game? The NBA has tried some different things. They're trying to change things around to make it more entertaining. I personally enjoy it because I take the weekend for what it is. It's just an exhibition. You know, it's just, you know, you love to see the shooting and the skills and the dunks and the game. I just think it's cool to see all the best players in the court. I'm not really following much about, okay, you know, they're not going to have a pick and roll. They're not going to go to this defense. I mean, it's just going to be guys dunking and shooting. So could there be stuff they could tinker with? Probably. But I'm more of the – I just enjoy seeing so many stars come together on the court for a weekend. Like, it's fun enough for me.
Yeah, I love NBA All-Star Weekend. Will Manso, Local 10 and Fox Sports Sun, thank you for lamping with us on this Thursday.
I will lamp anytime with you guys. Thank you.
Oh, goodness.
He'll lamp anytime with us. That's exciting.
You can cut it off like that?
Yeah, you want a lamp? Let's lamp. All right, now let's get to work. No more lamping. All right, that is your 15 minutes of heat. 5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour.
Whoop, whoop.
Ah, yes. Going to the Panthers game tonight. Get yourself Funky Buddha there at the little tap room across from Pantherland.
Have you a coquito if you want to get a little crazy.
Tell you what. Don't drink too many coquitos.
Comes in a snifter.
Find yourself under the ice. I don't know where you are. Hopefully, Panthers can get a little victory tonight at the BB&T Center. That would be exciting. Just found out, too, that they play Saturday afternoon at 4. Because I was thinking about going to the Hurricanes game on Saturday afternoon. I want to be home for NBA All-Star Saturday night. There's a Panthers game at the BB&T Center, 4 p.m. Saturday game. I may go to that.
Got a football camp.
I heard.
Okay.
All right.
I tweeted it.
You tweeted that you had a football camp?
I tweeted about my camp. If the kids want to come get coached and yell, Dad, you can come on up.
Well, all right. What is this for? Why don't you promote it on the air?
I don't really know exactly. I'm just working it. Official Crowder on Twitter. I can find out what it is.
You're so funny.
I don't be knowing, man. I just go.
Can I suit up?
You know what? I would love for you to come out there. I would pay your fee.
Especially with your bad gums.
I'd pay your fee.
Oh,
I would love for you
in pain
to get your ass drugged by these little kids.
You would get drugged.
Stop it.
He fancies himself a real athlete. He really does. You know, we said earlier in the show, because we played that song he did with Falero, and Falero fancies himself a legit singer,
like
a legit musician, and he does it, you know, as like a hobby. It doesn't make you legit. If you missed this earlier, it's a perfect time to replay it. Today is the anniversary of Lionel Richie's Hello. Hello, is it me you're looking for?
I can see it in your eyes.
It was released today. When was it released? Today, 1984. So Solana reminded me that he and Eric Falero, our old producer, when they both worked here, they made a little collabo together, and it was a parody on Hello. And it was for Carmelo. How's Carmelo doing in Portland, by the way?
He's not having the worst season, but he's mellow.
He's a guy, but he's not mellow.
He's a guy.
He's a guy now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he just, after New York, that was it? Never really did anything, right?
No. That was it.
I mean, literally couldn't find work. How long was he on Houston? 5 games?
3 days.
Like, it was crazy. Yeah, he's just a guy.
He had a big game. He'll drop 20 every now and again.
Right.
Nah, he's not carrying
he's
you
not,
anywhere.
Yeah, It's not like, oh, my God, where has this guy been all our life?
It's Jordan on the Wizards.
Like, so Carmelo, when he was released by Houston, looking for a team, Solana and Valero went into the studio together to sing a song to Melo to get him to come to the Heat. Now, you may not notice it because a lot of people were texting in when we played this before. There's two voices on it. There's Valero. It starts with Valero. The next line is Solana. They sound a little bit alike, but you'll hear Valero really thinks he's a singer.
The
but
one trying hard is
I'll
Valero.
Tell you what, man. The song, though, is a banger. It's an all-time banger.
All-time banger.
This is a great parody song. Here is Solana and Valero with Melo.
And we need to retool. We don't need to rebuild.
And with
we
Matt
need to
Riley.
Retool. So just get a grip, everybody. You got to stay together if you got the guts.
Blue Soul on the beat.
That's the word.
Hey, yo, easy.
Pat Riley's been with you inside his mind.
That's Valero.
And in his dreams, he signed
that's
you
Solana.
A thousand times.
And that's painful.
Sometimes he sees you walk through the door. Melo, is it the heat you're looking for? You can play with D-Wade. Make us forget about JJ.
That one hurts.
You're
me.
All we've ever wanted. And our arms are open wide.
That was so bad.
Because you know how to shoot the three. And you know now how not to play D. And we want to see you so bad. In South Beach.
So great. I love the you learn how not to play D. The line is perfect for like 11 syllables and they're throwing in 19.
Not to play.
That is so good, man. Play it one more time. I won't talk over it. I want everyone to enjoy this in all its glory.
And we need to retool.
I don't know if I'm not going to be able to talk over this.
You need to retool. So just get a grip, everybody. You got to stay together if you got the guts.
Soul on the beat.
Hey, yo, easy.
Pat Riley's been with you inside his mind. And in his dreams, he signed you a thousand times.
Such a bad singer.
Sometimes he sees you walk through the door. Melo. Is it the heat you're looking for? You can play with D-Wade. Make us forget about JJ. You're all we've ever wanted. And our arms are open wide. Cause you know how to shoot the three. And you know now how not to play D. And we want to see you so bad in South Beach.
And get in on this.
Look at you.
What is the line that makes me cringe? And our arms are open wide. So bad. Somebody texts in, y'all making me miss Valero. I had the exact opposite reaction. Told you earlier. I listened to that. I was like, oh, my God. Now I remember I do not miss Valero at all.
You miss Valero.
You've done some fire work. You have Crowder's freestyle. I'll give everybody a little gift here on a Thursday as we roll through the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour.
Who brought me into this?
You you spit fire like lamping. I'm telling you, lamping.
You go
lamping. And when we were talking with Will in the last segment, a bunch of people were texting in. No lamping. Lamping was and Flavor Flav made a song titled Lamping Something. Like lamping was.
It means chilling, hanging
lamping,
out.
Lamping, yeah, chilling, relaxing, lamping. But Crowder was freestyling on the show just a couple of days ago, and then Solana put a funky beat behind it, man. You went deep on this one because this is not your your typical, just a drum track.
Like, oh, no.
He went deep on this one. Here's Crowder and me a little bit freestyling. Len and Skin rhyme.
Len Skin, yes.
Len
and Skin rhyme.
And Skin rhyme.
Because the rhyming's about how your ear gets it. I went on my homeboy, went to hang out with Len. We went to the ladies and got some skin. I went on my homeboy, went to hang out with Len. I went on my homeboy, went to hang out with Len. We went to the ladies and got some skin. I went on my homeboy, went to hang out with Len. We went to the ladies and got some skin.
Dolly.
We went to the ladies and got some skin.
Dolly. With Bialy. Dolly. With Bialy. Dolly, Dolly, Bialy. Dolly. Dolly.
Rhyming's about how your ear gets it.
Dolly. Is a strong track right there.
It's ridiculous.
So now what do you have? The whole reason we got on that was because Crowder said Len rhymes with skin, which it doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
And then I came in the next day, which was yesterday, and I said, does Awesome Blossom rhyme? Like, did Chili's intend Awesome Blossom to be a rhyme? You believe it does.
Like a good fitting pair of shoes.
Yeah, I don't know. So now this is Marcos?
Marcos, who works here, he loves the show, and he's always contributing.
He's done some, he's been a good contributor. He's a very loosely affiliated person with the show. I'd have him here all the time if we could afford it. We can't even afford Dan Day and Jay Figg. They're doing it out of the kindness of their heart almost. So Marcos did what?
Marcos made another remix. Crowder laid down a couple more fire.
Keep fooling with me.
I haven't heard this either. I have not heard this.
You laid down some fire tracks, some fire. You spit some hot fire yesterday, and Marcos felt compelled to go into the lab and create another banger.
All right, well, let's hear this.
Riding down the street. Riding down the street. Riding down the street. Riding down the street. Feeling real awesome. Riding down the street. Feeling real awesome. Riding down the street, feeling real awesome. Ran to the Chili's. Ran to the Chili's. Grabbed an awesome blossom. 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 Ran to the Chili's. Grabbed an awesome blossom.
Yo. I'm not even lying. This reminds me of, like, MC Shydee back in the day. Like, it's got that vibe. That's a real track there. And that was more freestyle from Crowder. Because when I asked him, does Awesome Blossom rhyme? He spit it out, man.
It rhymes.
Riding down the street, feeling really awesome. Stopped at Chili's, got an awesome blossom. That's great track by Marcos. That is really good. I got to hear it one more time. I'm running out of time. One more time. That is
riding
so good.
Riding down the street.
Riding down the street.
Riding down the street. Riding down the street. Riding down the street. Feeling real awesome. Riding down the street. Feeling real awesome. Riding down the street. Feeling real awesome. Ran to the Chili's. Ran to the Chili's. Grabbed an awesome blossom. Riding.
Oh, God. That is so good.
That
is so good.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God.
Marcos is about to little soul on the beat.
Marcos, you got some competition, Solana, because Marcos threw it down there. That is so good, man, riding down the street. And your lyrics are great. Riding down the street, feeling really awesome. Stopped at the Chili's, grabbing awesome blossom.
I'm not messing with y'all.
Somebody
no more.
Texts in, my kids are jamming in the car. I'm telling you, that's got this MC Shy-D vibe to it.
Y'all, man, something wrong with y'all.
Riding down the street. Riding down the street. Feeling really awesome. It's like easy to understand. I'm riding down the street. I'm feeling really awesome. Hop in that Chili's. Grab an awesome blossom. Wow. That was excellent. Marcos with the hop fire. That was really good.
People in Texas, it kind of snaps, though. They want it as their ringtone.
That does. I'm telling you. It's Figgy in there. Just real subtle. That's great.
Give me a freestyle Friday going.
All right. We got to get out of here.
Y'all got to get to Delaware. I know where I want to go when I leave. Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market in Hollywood. They've been there since 1951. They know what they're doing. Get to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. They have it all. Lamb, beef, veal, pork, poultry, duck, turkey, lobster. They have 15 different types of shrimp, 20 different species of fish. They have the dips now. The fish salmon dip, the buffalo chicken dip is off the chain. Conch salad, bean salad, potato salad, macaroni tacket salad, marinade, seasonings. They have it all. Get to Delaware. And right now is Heart Healthy Month now, and they have some heart healthy foods that are amazing prices. Key West large shrimp right now only $12.99 a pound. Farm raised salmon fillets only $13.99 a pound. They have a large variety of chicken and turkey sausages, and they're made right there in house daily. They are delicious. The Mediterranean seafood salad is only $10.99 a pound, and the wild rice salad is back, and it is delicious. Go try the wild rice salad. Sounds a little crazy. It is off the chain. Only $8.99 a pound. Same family owned and operated since 1951. Get down there. First, you got to go to DelawareChicken.com. They have a whole process now to make it easy. They've been around for years. They know how to make their customers happy. Go to DelawareChicken.com. Find out exactly what you want. When you know what you want, call them in advance, and they'll save you time by having your order packaged ready when you get there. 954-983-6831. That's 954-983-6831. Give them a call. Tell them what you want. It's packaged ready when you get there, saving you time, saving you money, giving you delicious food. It's Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market, 441, one block south of Sterling Road. And when y'all get down there, tell them Crowder sent you.
Somebody text in. I just tried to order an awesome blossom from Chili's. They don't have it. Yeah, I think that was discontinued like 15 years ago. Nah. Which is what makes the song that much more of a banger in my mind. Because this dude's riding down the street in 2020 feeling awesome. He's going to get him, grab himself an awesome blossom. And I had that in 1990.
Who has fried onion pieces?
So the awesome blossom was meant to compete with Outback Steakhouse's Bloomin' Onion.
Bloomin' Onion.
That still exists. Okay. But Chili's tried to usurp the Bloomin' Onion business with the awesome blossom.
They sell blooming petals now. You don't have to get the whole onion. You can get just the petals.
You were riding down the street. You were feeling really awesome. Stop that dead Chili's. Grab an awesome blossom. All right. That was straight fire from Marcos, man. Make sure you text him and tell him more stuff like that. That was excellent. All right. That'll do it for us. You've got Panthers hockey coming up at 7 o'clock on 560 The Joe. Best of The Joe with Dan Day. Coming up next, and on 790 The Ticket, who do we have? I saw Rashad Butler walking around out there. Who else? Anybody have any idea?
I think Brian Monroe and Rashad Butler.
All right, there you go. That's coming up next on 790 The Ticket. That will do it for us. We will speak with you mañana.
I don't know how to lamp.
Mellow. Is it the heat you're looking for? Dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
You need to need need, need, need
that's all, folks.
You need to need need need.
Oh no!
The Heat wind down the first half of the season this week as the NBA All-Star break approaches. You can hear the All-Star game on The Ticket Sunday night. Tip-off at 8 p.m. We're also keeping track of any Dolphins moves as they prepare for a big draft. Keep it here for the latest news, updates, and shenanigans on the home of the Miami Heat. AM 790 and FM 104.3 HD2. The Ticket.
If you've been involved in a car accident, call me, Glenn Levine, at the law offices of Anajar and Levine at 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733. And take back control of your life.
Main office, Fort Lauderdale.
Today, Cleveland Clinic Florida is here for you with our nationally recognized ortho.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.